This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
403 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hang on a second. I have to get my shocked face. More corruption, more crapola happening inside of LeVar Stoney City Hall. Could anybody ever have imagined that? Gosh, geez, what a shock. LeVar Stoney has been such an unbelievably unmitigated disaster as mayor. And lucky for all of us, he wants to bring the same level of gross incompetence to the office of lieutenant governor, you know, to screw up the entire Commonwealth of Virginia. Sounds to me like we need somebody running for lieutenant governor that, you know, might have his act together. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. No, Lord knows I'm not running. I did that already. I'm done with all of that. I really am, but I do have a sneaking suspicion that there may be a sneaking suspicion that somebody else might run for lieutenant governor. Would you not pay money for that? I'll tell you that right now. I would absolutely pay money for a real honest-to-goodness debate featuring my friend John Reed squaring off against LeVar Stoney. Oh, priceless. Absolutely priceless. It's the only time that I would actually feel sorry for LeVar Stoney. Look, LeVar Stoney's not exactly the brightest bulb on the porch. You know that, and I know that. He's done such an absolutely terrible job as mayor. It's an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment. And as with so many of the good uber left-wing professional political hacks, he wants to fail his way up. You know, the political Peter principle. Jeepus. Well, anyway, I would be voting for John Reed. I think I've told you that. I know I've told you that. Now, it's not official, right? I mean, I know he's crisscrossing the state and talking to people and what have you, but I don't think he's made it official yet. So, but when he does, I told him I'll absolutely donate to the campaign. And not that anybody cares about my endorsement, but if John were running, well, I'd totally endorse him. Absolutely. Absolutely. In a second. All right. Let's get back to some other things, shall we? The Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. It is a Wednesday afternoon. It's hot. I know you're perhaps looking at the thermometer. It's 90 degrees. We can deal with that. With all of the other stuff, this humidity is just awful. It feels, according to Channel 8, like it's about 105 degrees. Yeah. Tim says, Jeff, I think you're right on target. This national election is not going to be a cakewalk precisely because of the masking and the misrepresentations. It's stunning that American voters are so easily misled. I agree with you. There are a lot of people on my side who think that this election is absolutely positively one and done. And it's not. It's not. It's not even close. Take a look at some of the phony push polls that are out now. This is all designed to get you to be saddened and less enthusiastic. Can Donald Trump win? Yes. Will it be as easy as it might have been with Joe Biden? Nope, not a chance. I hear a lot of intelligent people saying, well, you know, as soon as people hear Kamala Harris, well, then they're not going to be on her side. Right. Well, that's why you're not hearing Kamala Harris. That's why, even though she was coronated 10 days ago, she hasn't given a single solitary press conference. And if I were you, I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for her to give a press conference. She is appearing in front of unbelievably friendly audiences. And that's it. That's it. Take a listen. Here's one of the friendly audiences. Now, this is a woman. Well, all right, it's a guy. Well, all right, you know what? Here, why don't you just take a listen to cut number one.
Good evening, folks. My name is Charlotte Clymer. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a writer and activist, and I am so excited to be part of this historic gathering of women across the country. Now, look, I'm not going to repeat to y'all what the brilliant and eloquent women have stated before me, and nor do I have the eloquence and brilliance of the women who are going to speak over the remainder of the evening. I'm just going to tell y'all a quick story about why I proudly support Vice President Harris.
Hey, you know what else you don't have? You don't have the XX chromosomes that anybody else in that conversation has, because your name is not actually Charlotte, it's Charles, and your pronouns are full of crap. You are a dude who decided that you were going to be a woman, and I cannot believe that anyone is going to go along with this, and yet there it is. People are going along with it. I don't care if you want to wear makeup and delicate lacy underthings. I really don't. I can tell you right now, I will not spend a single solitary moment today thinking about it, except this little conversation that I'm having right now. I will not wish any ill on you. I hope you have a long, happy, healthy life. But I'm not going to play games. I am simply too old at this point to play make-believe. And I think that most of us who are part of this audience are simply too old to play make-believe. That's what children do. And they have great fun doing it. But there does come a time where that has to end. You want to hear some of the outrageous coverage of Kamala Harris? Let me give you, I know it's not a great shock here, MSNBC, and I will warn you, it is MSNBC. Take a deep breath, pull over to the side of the road, don't have any liquid in your mouth, and you know the way this works. I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to, and it's okay. You are welcome. Cut number four.
Joining me now from the rally in Atlanta is NBC News Washington correspondent Yamiche Alcindor. Yamiche, even if you can hear me, because I know it's super loud there, talk about the crowd, the vibe, and what you are seeing around you.
Well, Joy, good evening. Right behind me, the rapper Quavo is speaking, and this crowd of 10,000 people, the campaign tells me, is really just so excited. I've been talking to people here who feel relieved, who feel like Kamala Harris has the momentum and the enthusiasm to win this election. All night, people have been dancing. They've been doing the Cupid Shuffle. People have been saying they're going to walk it out to the polls. Megan Thee Stallion, the rapper, the acclaimed Grammy-winning rapper, was just performing, and someone was shining, saying hotties for Harris. And what you feel when you're around these people is this sense that this party feels like their vision for America will go forward, and that Vice President Harris has really ignited this energy for people. So she's actually taking the stage right now, and you can hear Beyonce playing, and it just tells you sort of how she's going to keep leaning in on what she considers this campaign that's going to be a little swaggy, a bit more modern, a little bit more fresh. Definitely a difference from President Biden, who people have said has a great legacy, but people are saying it's time to turn a page, it's time to make history, and this black woman, this South Asian woman, these voters are telling me, is the reason why so many people are excited in the state of Georgia, where, of course, it's going to be critical to win this state. Possibly, because Biden won the state just by 12,000 votes, just under 12,000 votes. So this is going to be a close election. And Vice President Harris, from my understanding, is going to be saying that she needs all of these people, not just to dance, not just to be here, but to go to the polls, to mobilize, to make calls, to knock on doors. That's going to be the message, along with talking about the economy and a number of other issues.
Great assignment tonight, getting to hang out there and do your great reporting in the midst of all of that fun and excitement. Yamiche, thank you so much.
What reporting? Did you hear any reporting? I listened very closely. I was waiting for reporting. I heard propagandizement. I heard somebody who was in the business of PR. I heard somebody who was a Kamala Harris fan and a fan of... Well, you know, I can't even use... I cannot say on the air the name of that Ms. The Stallion's hit song. I can't. I can't say it on the air. This is good. Oh, and she's what did she say? She talked about how Kamala Harris was both black and South Asian. So Donald Trump says that he's a horrible, horrible human being and a bigot of epic proportions. This woman who was in the Kamala Harris PR division when she's not providing pseudo reporting for MSNBC says exactly the same thing. But that's OK. And we all move on with our lives. I guess that's just how it is, huh? You can vote any way you want. You know that. I don't ever get paid for telling people how they should vote. People always misread that. People are convinced that this radio program is a political radio program. It's not. It's a radio program. And it is a place where I am charged with entertaining people. What did Rush Limbaugh used to say? Because Rush Limbaugh told the truth about this from day one, didn't he? His job? Entertain you so that you could participate in listening to advertisements that he had sold, that had been sold for him in his show at confiscatory rates. Right? That's the job. Whether you like that or not, that's my job. But I don't lie to you. And that's why there's a lot of talk here that's not political. It's just not all about politics. And even this event, which seems to be about politics, right? The event I'm talking about is the election. Well, it's all political. It's not. It really isn't. It's societal. It's a societal situation. It could be a seismic societal change towards the left. But I'm not even talking the old-fashioned left of guys especially who were members of unions, went to work in the morning, went to work in the afternoon, went to work in the evening, had their lunch boxes, came home dirty, and they were left of center because they thought they deserved more. That's not what I'm talking about. Those people who are working people, those people are Republicans in this day and age. I am talking about the furthest left-wing radical crap that will strip each of us of our individuality. Now the line is, well, J.D. Vance is weird. Why is J.D. Vance weird? He's a guy who came from nothing. His mother had drug issues. He graduates high school, joins the Marine Corps, serves overseas, then goes back, GI Bill and part-time job to put himself through school. Marries a woman who's from India and has children. By the way, they're biracial children. And he goes and he works every day. Why is he weird? You want to tell me J.D. Vance is weird, suburban married father of, I think it's three or is it four? But Dr. Richard Levine, a.k.a. Dr. Rachel Levine, that's not weird? All right, I better get out my fingers and go head on over to dictionary.com. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Center for this evening and the overnight, mainly clear skies, overnight lows of 70 tomorrow. That is, not that day, it's Friday Eve. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs of 96. Right now, it says it's 91, but it feels like it's 101. Ed Richmond's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio, WRBA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. A little more than an hour from now, Mike Dickinson's going to be along. Mike broke the story, man, about the traveling of donations for the Democrat Party coming through Richmond. And he's going to give us all the details again, but the one case that really stood out was somebody living in the city of Richmond, allegedly, in an apartment that sources said rented for less than $2,000 a month, who somehow, some way, in a matter of 2 years, 3 years, something like that, had donated about $800,000 to various Democrat Party candidates, which it just doesn't make any sense, does it? No. So Mike Dickinson had that story before anybody else. It's now become a huge national story. Jason Meares, the attorney general for our beloved Commonwealth, is looking into it as well. We haven't had Jason on in a while. We should get Jason and Winsome on. They've been conspicuous by their absence. But, you know, it's summer. And I just want you to be aware of that. During the summer, everybody's got vacation plans. Everybody's got other stuff that that we're doing. But we did just lock in our old pal Bill O'Reilly. He will be back with us, a couple of weeks from now, right, Jerm? That'll be good stuff. A couple of good, I mean really good, texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. A lot of people saying exactly what Pam is saying in Hanover. Jeff, those people are cheering for the free Beyonce concert. They are not cheering for Kamala Harris. That's absolutely correct. If you go back... Now, you take the little MSNBC agitprop piece there, take that away, and look at the actual video, like the raw footage. Yeah, people are there for a free Beyonce concert. I personally am not a Beyonce fan. I enjoy drinking lemonade, but I don't want to listen to it, and I'm not a fan of hers. And I don't like her anti-cop crap either. But I know there are people who love Beyonce. Heidi loves Beyonce. John Reed loves Beyonce, right? Doesn't John go to that that weird stuff in the desert where she was performing for, you know, like $10,000 or something? It's nuts. But they like Beyonce, and I guarantee you, if you said all you have to do is stand here and you will get a free Beyonce concert, they would watch. I wouldn't, but so what? So they have people there for a free Beyonce concert. Smelvis out in 757 says, Jeff, by the way, take a look. After the Beyonce portion of the show was over and Kamala Harris took to the stage, that's when people started leaving. Of course, nobody was there to see Kamala Harris. They were all there for the free Beyonce concert, for goodness sakes. It's crazy. Jeff, search Cloward-Piven strategy to explain what they're doing to our society and nation. I don't need to search it, friend. I've talked about it over and over and over again for years, but I appreciate you sharing that. 757, Jeff, if you lost money at the racetrack based on a short tip from an acquaintance, would you make that mistake again? Democrats gave us Joe Biden, and now they give us Kamala Harris. Sorry, same thing, except more disastrous. That's Mike out in 757. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. You're absolutely correct. The Biden-Harris administration has destroyed every single part of this country for the last 4 years. What makes you think something's going to be better if it's the Harris-somebody administration as opposed to the Biden-Harris administration? They are bent on destruction. They're making tremendous progress, which is not good for you, it's not good for me, and it is sure as heck is not good for our kids. My friend John Reed is going to be here tomorrow morning, unless there's a free Beyonce concert somewhere. He'll be here at 6. Make sure you're listening. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Huh? Oh, that's too bad. No, not that it's a Wednesday afternoon. We're going to be chatting with someone about something really good. All right. Germ, I tell you again, because I love you. Two passes, three passes. We've done our work, my friend. And if that doesn't work, then stand down and we shall move on. That's all. One of the beautiful things about this program, which may not be nearly... Oh, okay. We may show too much. I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that. That you get to see live radio produced right in front of you. And sometimes it's not all that pretty, but stuff happens. So we've got Mike Dickinson lined up at 5:33, who's going to be with us. And really looking forward to chatting with Mike, because this story that he broke here last week has taken on such huge, huge national prominence that we desperately need to find out what's going on. There's no nice way to say it. And you will notice that so much of the legacy news media, people used to call it the mainstream media, right? Didn't Rush call it the mainstream media, then the drive-by media? You know who it is. It's the legacy news media. They're just not interested. And if you ever were under the delusion that there were not editors at work, then you see that now more than ever. You see it right now in front of you. people are choosing what to cover and what not to cover. And that's just not the way news is supposed to be. There's always been a vetting process. I've been friends with really solid news people throughout the years. And some of them, I got to tell you, many of them are retired at this point, but some of them were just really great folks. And they were solid people. And I could tell you, even after working with some of them for years, I didn't know what their political persuasion was. And then there are cases where you work with somebody, you only have to work with them for a couple of days, but if you go, oh, yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. And I've seen that up close and personal. You have to be your own researcher. That's what this comes down to. You know, Rush used to talk about being America's anchorman, right? And I'm looking this up. You don't have to do it. I always invite people.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
To look it up. Now, I'm never going to sit here and lie to you. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you who did it. I'm going to tell you why I think it happened. And you're free to take that any way you'd like. You can take it to the bank or you can take it right to the trash can. It makes no difference to me. But I do have that pledge to you. I'm always going to tell you the truth about this stuff. And then it's going to be up to you to decide what you do with that information. It is why I provide you with all sorts of websites and links and the rest of it. If you're with me on social media, you know that, right? If you go to The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, as you should, and you should sign up, you follow it, right? Either follow it or like it, whatever the button says. You just click that button, either follow or like, I forget what it is, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, and then you will see each and every morning there's a whole slew of stories. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I have already analyzed, that I've already investigated, and then I put it up there. And then you should use that as your jumping off point. You should look at that and go, okay, well, I see what it is, but I think I want to explore it more. Then you go explore it more. More power to you. And I do try and get it up there first thing in the morning. Over on X, I don't know if you're following me on X, Jeff Katz Show on X, Jeff Katz Show on X. I'm still trying to rebuild. Remember the great Twitter purge of conservatives a few years ago? I lost everybody. I had, I don't know, 25,000 people on what was then Twitter. Woke up one day, there are three people there. It's amazing. And we've built it back up. We're right there, right on the 10,000 mark. Which would be a good thing to get because it would give the platform a little more exposure, which is always great, and I appreciate that, but it would also give it a little more standing. It would make it more difficult for people to silence and shadow ban. So that's why I ask you to do all of this. I ask you to follow Jeff Katz Show on X. I ask you to like and follow The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, because the more people we have there, the harder it becomes for the big tech people and their algorithms to silence or suppress us, although it still happens. It still happens. You need to be aware of it. A couple of folks on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, have texted in and said, hey, what was that search engine that guy mentioned? The guy, Dan Schneider from the Media Research Center, said that Tusk, TUSK was the search engine that he used, as opposed to Google or even DuckDuckGo. Now, I thought DuckDuckGo was the one that was really reliable. I guess the DuckDuckGo folks pride themselves on not keeping your information, not sharing your information. But Dan said they still might have a political agenda. That I don't know. I can tell you that I've never sensed a political agenda over on DuckDuckGo. I've always been happy with them. But, you know, you do you. They're right. That's what this all comes down to. You do you. ChatGPT is used by... But wait, now doesn't that... is that really a search engine, or are you just creating a new thing? You know, like imagining Kamala Harris and her record on the border. I want to share that with you. Are you ready for this? Now, this is Kamala Harris... The record on the border. Cut number five.
So in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. For example, on the issue of immigration. So I was the Attorney General of a border state. In that job, I walked underground tunnels between the United States and Mexico on that border with law enforcement officers. I went after transnational gangs, drug cartels, and human traffickers that came into our country illegally. I prosecuted them in case after case, and I won. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has been talking a big game about securing our border, but he does not walk the walk. Or as my friend Quavo would say, he does not walk it like he talked. Look.
Look. Hey, a little pandering over here. I'm going to pretend to do this over there. I'm going to say that over there. But, yeah, I see. So you do know where the border is. And you claim to be fighting against drug cartels and human traffickers. Oh, but that wasn't now. That was allegedly way back when. And you hear the geniuses in that crowd shouting, lock him up. You do know that the leftists are determined, if at all possible, to throw Donald Trump in prison. That's where they want him. That's where they want him. Because they are nervous about trying to beat him at the ballot box. Let me give you another example. You know James O'Keefe, right? O'Keefe does these sort of undercover videos. Germ, in part of his duties as the producer of this here little program, does great research himself, and I'm always very, very grateful. Well, he turned up. You said it's 14 minutes, Jeremy. We can post the whole thing, right? We'll post it somewhere. But I want you to take a listen, just a little something to whet your appetite. This is Undercover with James O'Keefe and staffers on the Kamala Harris campaign. Go ahead.
I like Kamala Harris, but I don't think she'd win this year.
Meet Joyce Desiris, he, him. The compliance manager to the DNC.
What's your official title?
Compliance manager. My specific job, like the end all be all of my job, is reporting to the government how much the DNC raised and where it spent its money.
Saying that she doesn't have any accomplishments to speak of.
She's weirdly unpopular. She doesn't have any accomplishments to speak of because she's vice president.
Joyce Desiris revealed how the DNC gains donations and what tactics they use, including just telling donors what they want them to hear.
When I was doing finance, like fundraising, we just call it finance and politics, you kind of tell a donor what they want to hear.
Which is what?
Whatever they want to hear.
Desiris admits to the OMG citizen journalist American Swiper, you kind of tell a donor just what they want to hear.
You just put on a performance for them, a little show, right?
You just put on a performance for them, a little show, right?
Yeah. Which, you ever met a rich person? They want their fantasy to be, you know, fed.
So we just take their money and we, like, smile and not put their opinions into our strategy?
100%.
So some donors are... The campaign's not doing well? Why do they think that?
A lot of people think we should attack Trump more.
We should attack Trump more?
Yeah.
Do you feel like take their money and tell them what they want to hear?
Yeah, that's all fix.
Wow. Now that goes on and on. And it's really fascinating. There is this pseudo imagery being painted of Kamala Harris. And whether you like it or not, a lot of it is based on gender and race. And it follows very closely with the Biden-Harris administration of saying, we're going to appoint the first blank, the first blank. It's never the best blank. It's some sort of gender identity politics thing, some other sort of identity politics group that they can check off the list. But it's never about saying, well, we're going to find the best person for this job. And if they happen to be a woman, that's great. If they're a man, fantastic. They're white, they're black, they're Asian, they're Latino. We don't really care. We simply want the best. They never say that. And there's a whole bunch of people who are very, very wealthy who feel very guilty about being very wealthy. The white, guilty liberal crowd. And they're perfectly happy to give money to this campaign because they think they can check something off their list. And I think I would be remiss if I didn't say there's a certain amount of minimal excitement amongst some younger people. And that is a good thing if you're Kamala Harris. But there are other things you have to consider. There's another part of this you have to consider. Kamala Harris hasn't had a press conference for 10 days since she received the anointing to be the Democrat Party candidate. But guess what? There's a reason for that. And it's not just that she's busy making phone calls, getting money. It's that she doesn't want to answer any questions. Because she's really bad at that. And the truth, sadly for her, sometimes pops up and really just ruins her entire agenda. How about Joe Biden? Remember him? Nothing. There's nothing on his calendar. He hasn't done anything in the last 2 weeks. He's not planning to do anything in the next 2 weeks. You think he's there? I mean, we really don't know. We don't know. He could be in the White House. Maybe he's at Camp David. Maybe it's one of his vacation escape homes. Who knows? I do wonder who's pulling the levers, though. That always scares me. It is 4:46. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. VA. Taking a look at our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I always do appreciate the texts. They're good texts that come in. Hey, Jeff, hiding with Biden in the basement, Tim in Chesterfield. Yeah, that would, you know, there's a slogan for you. That could almost be like, where's Waldo? Where's Joey? Hiding with Biden. He's in the basement. Ice cream. They promised him ice cream and a Murder, She Wrote marathon on the old picture generated Victrola that he loves so much. So that's probably where you'll find him. How can you be president of the United States and not have any official schedule for a couple of weeks in either direction? It's really weird. I mean, you remember when he dropped out, don't you? If he dropped out. Because it went out on that, what does he call it? He doesn't know the term social media. He doesn't know X. He doesn't know Twitter. The typewriter in the air, I think he called it. So, the letter went out, and it wasn't even his real signature, which I thought was weird. Just staffers wrote it and sent it out. I don't think he had any idea what was in it. Maybe he's so addle-minded that they convinced him, that he had actually stepped aside, and he just didn't remember that he had stepped aside. You think it's possible? It's possible. 804 says, Jeff, Donald Trump destroyed that ABC reporter. She was being ugly, but Trump was man enough to shake her hand. Well, this is at the National Association of Black Journalists. Donald Trump went. Donald Trump answered every single question, then some. But he said to the woman who was interviewing him, hey, you don't even say hello? Why not? And they said, oh, you're from ABC. That's a fake news outlet. All right. There you go. 804, Jeff, why do Democrats try to keep using, quote, Ebonics, unquote, to communicate with black voters? They really suck at it. It would seem to me that the black constituents would be offended. That's P in Hanover. I think anybody who engages in the pandering ought to be ashamed of themselves, whichever way it's going. You know, sometimes people put on this phony Southern accent and you say, oh, come on. or are they put on some other affectation, and you just think it's just absurd. White dudes for Kamala is trending. Yeah. Well, it really ought to be white dudes with man buns. That's who's endorsing Kamala Harris as we speak. Mike in Bottoms Bridge says, Jeff, Newsmax just reported Iran will order a direct strike on Israel at 4:30 p.m. Well, it's 4:55. So, I don't know. Hopefully that is wrong. I would hope so. Yeah. Jeff, John from New Kent says, I've been saying for the past 25 years, it's not what the media reports that matters. It's really what they don't report that matters. That's true. That's absolutely correct. There's a lot of stuff that does not get reported. There's a lot of stuff that gets covered up that you really should be aware of, and you're not. Hillary Clinton was one of the worst panderers. God, it was painful to watch her sometimes. Well, it was, generally speaking, it was painful to watch her, but it was especially painful to watch her as she was pandering. Remember when she did that whole, oh, look, I've got hot sauce in my purse sort of a thing? And everybody said, oh, you are full of crap. You're just full of crap. And even for someone who we know is full of crap, this is an embarrassing moment where you're once again revealing the crappiness of who you are. It's terrible. I'm going to go see if that's true about Iran ordering a direct strike on Israel. I certainly hope that that is not true. You know, I'm going to Israel in a couple of weeks. I'm part of a very, very special mission trip. And I do have the details over on The Jeff Katz Show and on X, Jeff Katz Show, because a lot of people reached out to me. I've never done a mission trip. I've heard people talk about that my whole life, and I've never done one. So when I started telling people that I was doing a mission trip to Israel, they said, oh, well, where do we donate? How do we support you? And I said, well, what are you talking about? Said, oh, no, that's a part of doing a mission trip, is getting people to support you, because then they feel like they're part of it. So I set up the whole give, send, go thing. And if you'd like to do it, that's great. And if you don't, that's also okay. But I will put that up over on Facebook and X, and then, you know, take a look at it. Mike Dickinson's coming up at 5:33. John Reed's coming up tomorrow morning at 6. You got to make sure you're here for both of them. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.